podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
We've got a theme tune.
Oh yeah, it's already happening.
Is that your sort of Masters music?
I just realised as I did it, that's not what the Masters sounds like. But no. In my mind, it is a bit.
Yeah.
Do ba do do do. I think that's Gardener's World, isn't it? Do ba do do ba do.
I think it needs that with a bit of Jeopardy.
Yeah, a bit of scariness.
Who will win the green jacket? That's all this episode is, by the way. 20 minutes of this. Who will win that jacket?
This is, oh, that's it.
That sounds like an obituary piece. Do, do. For 25 years,
ladies
Dell
and gentlemen,
have been providing the finest monitors.
Welcome to the Augusta Special.
That is good.
Ah,
that is so good.
The hilarious thing is we are currently sitting in a studio. It must be... must be 200 grand's worth of broadcast equipment around us.
Yep.
I'm playing that from my phone. We're sitting in a state-of-the-art studio in central London. Yeah. But no. Yeah. Why don't I just get it off Apple Music?
I mean, it's the only way to do it, man.
Welcome to the Masters Special.
Oh, look at this, guys. Here we are. We just thought... so we got a message the other day after our episode on Monday saying, oh, great episode, guys, but we missed... a chat about the Masters betting. And obviously, whilst we don't condone betting, when the fun stops, we thought we should do a little bit of a bonus episode. We're not even going to edit this, Tom, right? This is 20 minutes. We're just going to put it straight out.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a quick chat about the Masters and who we have, or I have, and you are about to, put money on this week.
It's funny because as an audience of this show, you really can... manipulate us and get stuff out of us. If you send us a lovely message online saying, oh, I absolutely love the show and it means so much what you guys do every single week, but do you want to do this for me? We'll probably do it because you've won us over with a compliment.
It's that simple. Yeah. What you have here is two men who desperately need validation.
Love me, Bob.
But also what I am genuinely finding about this podcast is I've done loads of podcasts and radio and stuff, and I've never found such a strong connection. This is what I love about the golf thing, is that I feel like we're building this bunch of people who all have the same... nerdy, but like a whole part of my frontal lobe is dedicated to golf, and I found other people with the same zombification about golf. So let's just do it. I love it.
And all you want to do is talk about golf all the time. So if there's anything you ever want from us, the Toms at golfisruinmylife.co.uk. But I've dedicated this morning to researching Augusta National and the Masters and previous winners and trends.
See, I've not done any of that. I've just put some money on last night when I was quite tired.
Yes, I thought that might be the case. And that's what I've learned from what we did last year.
Yeah.
Because when we got the message last night, it was with a lovely listener. Oh, I should probably find his name, shouldn't he? Our lovely friend who messaged us.
It was an email, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was an Instagram. It was from Matt Slater.
Oh, hello, Matt Slater. Oh, yeah, because we did his... email the other day.
Yeah, and he was saying, you know, I loved the Masters betting episode last year. And I was like, I don't think we picked anyone who even came within the top 10. But my God, are we happy to give it a go again?
I got one each way. This is what I love about Masters betting.
Okay.
Is hitting the each ways. I'm using Ladbrokes and they do each way to 10 places.
So, do you want me to just unload on you what I know?
Yeah, because I bet last night, and what's happening here is I'm trying to find my Ladbrokes login.
Okay.
So I can take you through who I voted for.
But
who I put money on.
I'm worried that if you're doing that, you're not going to be listening to all my things that I need to set up.
Okay, I'm going to put my phone down, I'm going to listen to you.
Let me just give you all this information, because I think this will help us determine the golfers we should be going for over the next 4 days.
I've already betted, so I'm really hoping. What I will do, I will stay largely quiet, which is a first.
Yep.
But if you bring up anyone who I have put money on, I'm just going to go ding.
Okay. So, at the Masters, at Augusta National, long shots don't tend to happen. Far out winners, people with long odds, don't tend to win.
I mean, I guess Mike Weir is the one that springs to mind, but that was absolutely decades ago.
So
you're right.
So
yes,
some good examples of long odds winners is Danny Willett, who won at 60-1 in 2016, and Hideki Matsuyama, who won in 2021. He was 40-1.
Yeah.
So those are in the last sort of 10, 15 years, those are the only long odds winners we've had.
It's always been the guys, what, like 15, 8 to 1, whatever, like in the 20 and below kind of vibes.
Yeah, most Master Champions follow the same criteria. They've got a good history with Augusta National and they've got good form entering the competition.
And it's never their debut, is it? Unless it's Tiger? Or did Tiger win on his debut?
Almost never their debut.
Okay.
9 of the past 14, 13 of the past 18 had a previous green jacket or top 10 Masters finish before they won.
That is an outstanding fact. I want that fact again on toast. Go on.
9 of the past 14 winners.
Yes.
13 of the past 18 had a previous green jacket or a top 10 Masters finish. So it really does underline the point here that being able to play at Augusta is really key.
And it is it's such a hard course. We all know that when they play, often the US Open tends to be the trickiest course on the major circuit. People have won the US Open on one or two over in the past. But there is something about the Masters, the slippy greens, the water, the hills. It is, and it's the first tournament of the year. It's the biggest tournament of the year. It is so hard. It is the ultimate test, right? I know we've got the Open, but for me, it sounds very disloyal. It is all about the Masters.
Only 3 players have won the Masters in their first appearance of the tournament. Again, giving more weight to that. You have to have played there before and you have to be good.
3 people have won on debut?
On debut.
Tiger?
No.
Oh, so he didn't. 97? No. Okay.
The last being Fuzzy...
Zeller. Fuzzy Zeller.
79.
Oh, wow. Oh, my word.
So there you go. Man. So it has to be someone who's...
My bets are so bad.
This is why I wanted to give all this information at the start, because I think when you... All this really helps craft where we're going to end up.
Yeah.
Of the past 24 Masters winners, 17 entered the tournament in the top 12 of the official world golf ranking. 22 were in the top 30.
Okay.
So 22 winners were in the top 30.
Okay, so... These are great facts. What I would say is the thing that I really love chasing with the Masters is the each way bets. If I get a winner on the nose, amazing. But what I've definitely gone for is people who are in good form at the moment, who I've been watching a lot of USPGA this year, and who I fancy to get top 10. If they win, that's an insane bonus.
Yeah, I think that's smart betting.
Because if we're going to talk about who's going to win, that's not someone I'm going to put money on. I'm not going to put money on Scottie Scheffler. Or even Brooks Koepka, although who knows what's going on with him. Or even Jon Rahm, right? Mm. Because, they might win, but I wouldn't win much. So what's the point?
Yeah, Brooks Koepka's an interesting one. The whole of LIV is an interesting one.
Because they're very quiet at the moment.
This throws all the stats out about official world rankings.
Yeah.
Because Jon Rahm will have fallen down, Brooks Koepka will have fallen down the world rankings, but that doesn't actually accurately reflect the golf they're playing. It's just because of the nuances of the system.
And I have no idea what they are up to on the LIV tour, because, I mean, how many events have they even had on LIV so far? A couple? We don't know.
No.
So it's no...
And we saw what happened last year, wasn't it? Wasn't last year when Phil Mickelson came out of and played unbelievably?
Yeah. Yeah, he's left-handed. It favours left-handed golfers.
The stats we need. The left-handed guys are good.
Yeah. Well, you can't look much past Harman as well, as much as it annoys me. And I think I put money on Harman, and I don't like him as a golfer because it takes 45 minutes for him to play a shot.
And bland.
Yeah, and bland. But Harman, he's left-handed, and he... I think I got his odds at something like 60.
Oh, wow, that's great.
40 or 60 to
1. Each way.
Each way, man.
Each way, yeah. I can see that happening.
If Harman's not in the top 10 on Sunday, I will be shocked.
Brian Harman won the Open last year, was it the Open?
Yeah.
Of the past 11 Masters champions, 9 ranked first, second, or third in the field in par 4 scoring during the tournament.
Okay, again, you need to take me through that fact because that's a lot of information. Do it slowly and let me just absorb it.
Of the past 11 Masters champions,
so
11 people that have won the Masters, 9 of those winners ranked first, second, or third in the field in par 4 scoring during the tournament. But let me just take that, because obviously that doesn't help so much if you're trying to bet pre the tournament. 9 of the past 12 winners also entered the tournament ranked 11th or better in the PGA Tour's par 4 birdie or better statistic. Mm. It's all about how you shoot on par 4s.
Yeah. Which comes down to, it's all about what your short game is like, what your wedges are like, which is why I don't particularly love him so much anymore. But someone like Tyrrell Hatton, who I think is one of the best wedge players in the game, if you are hitting solid drives and you've got accuracy with those wedges on because those greens, it's because those greens, it's like hitting a ball onto a, I'm looking at one now, onto a computer screen. Like it, those greens are lightning. So yeah, you need to be super, super accurate.
Tyrrell Hatton is a golfer I absolutely love, but based on my research this morning, I would struggle to see him doing it with what I know. He's not ranked high
he's
enough.
If he'd had the last 6 weeks of playing four-day tournaments every weekend, he would be sharper. I'm sorry, you cannot tell me otherwise. These guys who have gone to live have compromised how good they can be at golf. There's no denying that.
And with all this information, with all of this in our minds, we know where we stand.
Oh, I'm sad that this episode is not going to be longer. Yeah, go on.
With all this in our mind, unfortunately, at this stage, yeah, we put a big, hard, red line through Rory McIlroy.
I'm so sorry to say 100%. I agree.
He's 123rd in shots gained approach to the green. He improved on that during the year. He's now 83rd on the PGA Tour, but he's just nowhere near good enough. Slightly ropey with the putter as well, which is essential.
And how did he do in Texas in the end? He was in the top 10, but it's not.
I don't actually know where he finished in Texas.
Didn't he go and see... I thought he went to see Butch Harmon the other day. I think he went for another like coaching session with Harmon the other day.
Well, you know what? That's really interesting. In Texas, he came third.
Yeah, yeah. He did well.
He's a long way off, though. Yeah, the playoff happened at 20 under, and he was 11 under. He'll have a lot of confidence off the back of a third place finish in the weeks leading up to the Masters. But I have to put a line through Rory. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I really can't wait to clip that when Rory's won.
This would complete the Grand Slam, wouldn't it? He's not got a green jacket.
No, and he was, don't forget, going into the last day in whatever year it was, he was like four shots in the lead. He absolutely blew up. Yeah. But the Masters has a habit of doing that. Greg Norman is the famous one, of course, in 96. The big blow-ups in the Masters. And that's why it's the best tournament. I just really hope we don't get someone four or five shots ahead. And I could see Scotty shooting 5-6 under on the first day and just being there for the rest of the tournament, I'm afraid.
Scheffler has won two of the last three starts on the PGA Tour and finished 10 or better in the last six tournaments.
I'm always, what I love about golf tournaments is it's very hard to say this guy is the one. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
But in this instance, right now, looking at Scotty, it's echoes of Tiger Woods.
It does have Tiger Woods. It does. It is not big returns, but is it a sensible each way bet to sort of cover your other bets a little bit?
So my budget for the whole thing was £50, I've done it all. I've spent it all, right?
Yeah.
Scotty is 7-2 at the moment. Yeah. So who knows what the maths works out like?
Yeah, God knows.
Can I take you through my?
I'd love to hear yours. Yeah.
So I have umdenard over several people. Tommy Fleetwood, first of all, who I love, but I just thought I can't bet with my heart. I've got to bet with my bank account.
Tommy Fleetwood is a classic me bet because I want him to win.
Yeah.
Nothing that I now know about what it takes to win at Augusta leads me to think it will be Tommy Fleetwood.
And don't get me wrong, I would love to see him there or thereabouts.
Bet with your heart.
No.
Bet with your head.
Jason Day.
Right.
Jason Day.
J-Day, he loves the long odds list.
J-Day is at 40-1. Right.
Okay.
Put him on each way. That guy is on this incredible comeback at the moment. He's had a good-ish year. He looks strong. He's a bit older. He's got experience. He's got greatness under his belt. Mm. Don't look much. Jason Day is a really, really solid player, and he's got big game temperament. I could see him being there or thereabouts.
It was last year where he picked up steam out of nowhere, wasn't it? Yeah. He's really found game recently.
Yeah, yeah. He had a wobbly quite a while, and he's really come back. Will Zalatoris, back from injury. I think he's had a couple of top tens already this year. He's looking good. He's got a new coach. The back problems have gone. He's got a new swing, which he's had to build off the back of the injury. And Zalatoris, he's been a runner-up a lot, that guy. And I love his golf. So, Will Zalatoris.
27 years old. He's played a little bit now. He's getting his head in the game. Career wins, one.
Yeah.
Top 10 finishes in 2024. He's two.
Yeah.
He's currently 16 on the FedEx list.
See, that's ticking a lot of boxes for me right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I really love Will Zalatoris. As I said, Brian Harman. Then we get into the interesting ones. So next to each other, both at 60-1, Akshay Bhatia and Denny McCarthy. Now, 66-1, Denny McCarthy. Denny McCarthy is the guy who came second in the Texas Open this weekend, just gone. He shot 8 birdies in a row.
Yeah.
His last professional tournament was 8 times birdies, right?
Mm.
And now he's starting this week. He is 66-1. That guy is in, if ever there was a guy in form, stick some money on him.
Yeah, and if there's one thing we have learned from doing this now a while, is it's all about people who are in form.
Yeah.
It's all about, there is some degree, especially with the Masters, of who did well last year, but it's certainly a lot more important who did well last week, who did well the week before, and what, 66-1?
Yeah.
So that's worth a fiver or
that's
something
it.
each way.
Because, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's how you make money in this game. That's how you make money in this game, lads. And then finally, and this is a curveball, but again, he did really, really well the other day. Jake Knapp. Right? Jake Knapp is 150-1.
Christ. Okay.
Now, that's obviously...
Has he ever played before?
Jake... yes.
As soon as he played at the Masters.
So, Jake Knapp...
How are you spelling Knapp? Double P?
K-N-A-double-P. Right?
Okay.
So, Jake Knapp is...
He's never played at Augusta before.
He's never played at Augusta before, so that is problematic, right? Okay. He's 29. It's a good age, right?
It's a great age.
It's a good age.
Age of a winner.
Yeah, there you go. And he has got a great story. He was a nightclub bouncer, and then he's won on tour, right? He is, and he had a beautiful round the other day. It wasn't in Texas. It was somewhere else. I saw him on telly over the course of a weekend. And he was on the Corn Ferry last year.
Okay.
And I could just see him again, 150-1 each way. I could see, I could see it happening. I know it's the curveball, right? You've got to put, and I put like £3 on him. So,
can I bring you back to the land of the sensible?
Yeah.
So we've got some really great long way odds there. Some really exciting stories.
We need to finish with that. Right, come on, who's going to win the Masters?
So this is where my head's at. Obviously, Scheffler's going to be there or thereabouts. Obviously, it goes without saying.
Yeah.
Right. So we all know that. Not a lot of chat on that. 28-1, Justin Thomas.
No.
Let me explain why.
He's had a terrible season.
He's secured top 25 finish in 6 of his past 7 starts at Augusta National. Finishing 4th in 2020 and 8th in 2022.
Yeah, when he was good. He had a terrible year last year. And he has been in the Ryder Cup.
And he has just split with his caddy. And he did miss the cut last year. But
he hasn't bounced back enough, Justin Thomas. And I wanted him to because I love him. But he's not there or thereabouts for me. I bet his odds are ridiculously short as well.
Yeah, 28-1, so it's not super sexy. But there's something interesting. There's a lot of stories in golf of golfers splitting up with their caddies and the week after going to win. A prime example in his prime, Lee Westwood, being that. Got rid of his caddy and went and took his wife on the bag and won. Xander Schauffele. Schauffele has 6 top 10s this year. Yeah. In 6 trips to Amen Corner, Xander has 3 top 10 finishes. He deserves a win.
He deserves a win.
He's been trending. He deserves a win.
I might even see him smile.
Doubt it.
I would like him to win, but is it wrong for me to say I'd be disappointed if he won?
He's a disappointing winner, yeah.
Yeah.
But you won't be disappointed when all that sweet, sweet cash is in your Sky Bet account.
Beautiful money.
Hideki Matsuyama, people loving him at the moment. Obviously won this year. I think it was in LA earlier this year.
He did well in Texas as well last weekend. His putting has been a problem for him. And at the Masters, it's all about holding the 7, 8, 9 foot putts. And the year he won, he did that extraordinarily well. So if his putting is back on form, which it looked like it was in Texas, then that is a good, solid bet.
Now, here's a bit of head and heart for you, to quote the Joel Corry song. Yeah. I'm just going to read you what I pulled directly from the website, right? Okay. So, Shane Lowry. Oh, can you imagine?
Oh,
can you imagine?
God, I'd be absolutely...
over the moon.
Delighted. What are his odds?
Shane Lowry, the 2019 British Open champion... British Open. It's just called the Open.
Excuse me.
Has been picking up steam as the season has worn on. With a tie for 4th at the Kunzingad and a solo 3rd the next week at the Arnold Palmer, Lowry has finished no worse than a tie for 25 in the past 4 Augusta National appearances and tied for 3rd 2 years ago. He's top 20 in par 4 scoring and par 4 birdie or better this season, and we know how important that is.
You know what as well I like about Shane? Because he's Irish and he's used to inclement conditions. It's raining on Thursday. Do you know what I did? I looked at the weather forecast.
Oh, that's proper nerdy. Well done.
And it looks like they're going to get rain on Thursday morning. So it'll make it a very receptive course if that happens. So that could help Shane. Oh my God. And what are his odds?
That's what I'm trying to find out right now.
Because that is a... If Shane's on anything higher than about 30 to 1, 35 to 1, I'd definitely put an each-way bet on him.
It would appear that betting sites are banned on this internet.
No. Yeah. we're on the work internet. Shall I have a look on my...
Have a look on that.
That's why I can't log into here.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the Wi-Fi.
You're on the Wi-Fi.
Holy moly.
I do think... Yeah, it's not happy, lads. But I do think Shane Lowry's a really... good head and heart choice.
33 to 1.
Oh, God. Stick it on.
I would.
Stick it on both way, lads.
I really would. I've got to say, mate, I see it again. I know I've said it already. Brian Harman at 45 to 1.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout.
Because also, it's that thing of I'll put money on him and he'll win. So I'll be happy, but I'll be annoyed because I don't like him.
F me in the AM excited now for this.
Yeah, look, this has been fun to do this. And as we said on Monday's episode, we will try and do some TikTok business. So if you haven't followed us on TikTok, do. Golf is ruining my life on TikTok. And we'll try and do a live while we watch the Masters. Thursday night, I'm around, TG, if you are.
Mm.
So we might be able to do half an hour on Thursday night. But yeah, thank you for, you know, listening and all that.
One name to win.
Oh, okay.
That's it. One name to win. So this is not betting. This is not get your both ways, your odds. This is who is going to win on the 9th of April. Who is going to win the Masters?
Wyndham Clark.
No one saw that coming. Xander Schauffele. See you next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.